podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So I just went quickly, grabbed our coffees during the news. And, you know, our lifts here at work, they're mirror.
Yeah, they've got a mirrored back.
Yeah, so you do a bit of sometimes a fit check when you're in the lift. Do you? Getting to work. You don't take a photo. That's a bit much.
Oh.
But you're just like, oh, God, I've got something on my face.
Yes, 100%. We all do.
What are my eyebrows doing? I've rolled out of bed and...
I always put my face on. I'm like, okay, this is how you smile at people. Yes, okay. Good, that's it. Remember that feeling? And then the doors open and then here I am.
Okay, it's a broad spectrum, isn't it? So I caught myself, clocked myself in the mirror and I was reminded of something. So today you and I, after the show, we're going to Clifton Springs Golf Course.
Yes.
To do some filming with the guys from Gateway Support Services, right? Catch up with them and have a bit of fun, right? And I have dressed appropriately for the day.
Yes, you've come in golf pants.
Yeah.
And they're tight, but that is what golf pants are supposed to be.
Are they? I don't know. I haven't really checked.
I didn't want to say, you know, I'm backing my friend. Yeah. But from what I know, it's not really a baggy pants sport.
I imagine it's not.
Because you don't want the club to get caught on your baggy pants.
Yeah, you don't want to have sort of a bell-bottom arrangement when you try to hit things around your feet, are you?
Well, maybe you do.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I've got my golf pants on and I clocked them in the mirror in the lift coming back up and I was like, oh, the last time I wore these pants... That's because I do roll them out every so often. It's just a bit of fun. I don't play golf.
It is fun.
It's just a bit of fun. Do you know what? It's so, for me, I could not care less about what people think of my golf pants. And
I just love that.
A bit of fun. And it makes me smile.
I love that, honey.
That's what I like to do.
Bless.
So every so often I'll roll them out. And the last time I did, I wore these pants all day. As you know, sometimes we go home and we get changed, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you roll into bed, I roll to the gym.
Yeah.
It's just how we roll. And then you got
to
get changed.
You are better than me. I picked up on that subtext there and I thought, let's just bring it to the front.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, in so many ways. But the last time I wore these pants, I wore them all day and so I ended up at school pickup. And I was like, all right, I'm wearing my golf pants to school pickup.
Nice.
I'm vibing. Let's just do it. Let's own it.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Are the other parents going to judge you? Probably. But who cares?
Who cares?
Again, doing it for me.
Yes.
Bit of fun for me.
Nice.
So rolled in there and I'm sitting there waiting for the bell to ring in Indy to come out of her class and I turn around and I'm like, is that my pants? Someone else have in my exact same golf pants? Like, what are the chances? I mean, to be fair, bought them at Connor, so they're not super rare.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were like, it was like 3 or 4 years ago and they...
And on that day, someone has decided to wear the exact same pants.
Same day, same school, outside the same classroom, there is a mum...
Wearing the same
golf pants as me.
You've got such feminine features. That's the thing. And that's okay.
And who wore it better? Probably she. Right? Because they look like they're made for her. Yes, that's fine. I accept that.
Yeah. So they're not meant to be like culottes? Is that? They're not meant to be like
not,
cut. Like,
they're not.
They're not meant to be that tight
that
on the rear? Is that?
Oh, I can't speak for her rear.
No, I'm speaking for
but
your
for my rear.
Yes.
Oh, you mean like they're more for like designed for a lady?
Yeah,
lady caboose.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, come on, man. The one day.
Did you make friends?
No, I avoided eye contact.
No, I took
left
my pants
immediately
off.
And made someone else bring my child home.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
K-Rock 955, it's Tom and Loggy. We do it for Mimosa Homes. Log, you and I, we love the theatre.
We really do. And we think every time we go to the theatre that we could be on stage, but we have no talent.
No, so in any sense, but particularly in that regard.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we pay to see talent.
Yeah,
and we
do.
Pay to see good shows. And the Book of Mormon is one that is so close to my heart. I've seen it twice. It is back in Melbourne and we've got our very own Geelong gal.
Yeah.
Up there on stage. Her name is Chloe Davison and we've got her now. Good morning, Chloe.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We are good, thank you. We're excited for Book of Mormon. Logger, she said, has done it twice, seen it twice. I've never seen it, though. So, and
oh,
I know
you're in for a... You are in for a very, very good time at the theater. If you know nothing about it, I tell everyone that if they haven't seen the show already, come in blind and you will have the best time. You've got to. It's the best way to come about it.
That's what I always say, Chloe. Everyone's like, oh, should I Google it for? I'm like, no. Don't listen to the soundtrack.
No, never.
Don't Google anything. No. Don't watch anything on YouTube because it's the best theater play to go in completely blind, isn't it?
I know. When I first saw it, I went in completely blind. I saw it in London and I went in blind by myself and I sat there and I was like, what did I just see? That was so funny that I had to then take my friend the next day. So we booked tickets for the next day. And I said, I need someone to experience this with me because it was so funny. It was just the best time. I had one of the best times at the theater in a very long time. It was the first time I saw this show.
Yeah. All right. I'm stoked. Yeah. I'm very excited. I imagine you're excited too because I believe this is your stage debut.
Yes, this is my professional debut. I am so excited. It still feels so surreal. Finishing up in Sydney and now especially it feels even more surreal being back home and being here in Melbourne, being able to perform in theatres that I have been to myself and sat in the audience and in the stalls and watched shows. Never would I have thought I would be up on that stage. But now I am, and so it's so surreal and it's exciting and the energy is exciting. We just finished tech today. We did tech yesterday, and the energy is so exciting being in a new city. So, yeah, it's so exciting, and I'm just so happy to be home and be in Melbourne and get to do the show here.
Well, you went to Matthew Flinders Girls College, and you were one of the lead singers of the Sweethearts band as well.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so any of the gals coming up to see you?
Oh, yes. Some of the girls came up to Sydney to see it, which was so phenomenal.
Nice.
But I've got a couple people in March coming to see the show. A couple people have texted me, and hopefully I'm trying to get some of my old teachers to come along and see the show.
I'd never amount to nothing. Look at me now.
I think it's good for me to be able to show them. See, like, I wasn't good at math, but here we go. This is what I was good at. I'd never write the book in English, but here we are. This is what we're doing now.
The Book of Mormon, not the book in English.
It all worked out in the end. It all worked out in the end, you know? It all came full circle.
Chloe, Geelong bats above its average. We say this quite a bit, and it's because it's very true. Geelong bats above its average, particularly with the performing arts, particularly with theatre in Australia. There's just every show that comes through seems to have a link to Geelong.
Yeah, there is. I didn't realise how many people did musical theatre that lived in Geelong that have gone to do professional shows. Yeah. Like, Nat O'Donnell, Bert Levante, like, who was also our original Mufala in the original production of Book of Mormon that came originally in Australia. And being able to be around them and learn from them has been amazing. I got to work with a couple of them and get to kind of listen to, you know, what they have to say and their knowledge and their expertise. And it's been very eye-opening. But, I didn't realize how many people lived in Geelong that do musical theatre. Yeah. I had no idea.
So many of you. Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park. This is their creation, the Book of Mormon. Have you ever met them? Do you think that... Because I know sometimes they just kind of rock up and kind of...
I would love that.
Yeah. Yes, wouldn't that be amazing?
I would love that. No, we haven't met them, but we did get a surprise appearance from Josh Gadd in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
He was the original Cunningham in the production when it was on Broadway, when it opened. It was amazing. But Hopefully, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are on the list next. Hopefully, they will get to come by. We could always dream. We can always hope and dream.
Yeah. Did you make Josh Gadd do the Olaf voice from Frozen?
Oh, I had to keep my Disney adult self in containment. I had to keep it contained. Yeah. But I did go up to him and tell him I was a Disney adult and that I loved him.
Yeah.
And he started laughing and we just joked. I shook his hand and I was like, I'm never washing this hand again. ever.
Bless. That wouldn't ever. Be creepy at all. I will leave love it. That.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Not creepy whatsoever.
Just quickly, before we let you go, what bit of advice can you give to fellow Geelong youth who would love to see themselves up on the stage like you one day?
Honestly, just give it a go. Never just say yes to as many things as you can. Mm. Your life, I always said to myself that if I give it a go, my life may change, but if I don't, I'll never know.
Yes.
So if I just do it, and what have I got to lose?
Great advice, Chloe.
That's my advice.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, well, Chloe Davison, Chookers for the show. It opens in less than 2 weeks at the Princess Theatre in Melbourne, and we actually have some tickets to give away to the Book of Mormon.
We do. Some double passes. You and a mate or a loved one can go up there. Give us a call now, 52232955. Chloe, all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Let's do this.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Don't actually call
don't
us.
Call us.
We don't need your help. We just rhymed for the song.
Yep. My friend
Roman.
Someone has called us.
Roman from Moolap. Stop. Stop it.
Stop calling us.
We don't need your help.
We don't need your help. But that's okay.
Love you.
I appreciate you anyway. Bless. Bless your heart, Roman. We'll chat to you in a minute. So my friend sent me this and said, do you reckon this is a hack or just doing a thing? And I'm like, it is making waves. After 6 years, people are finally using that concept around town.
Oh, is it a hack or just doing a thing? Yeah, cool, 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 cool.
Loving it.
What is it?
Okay. You're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes you're like, oh, should we get another round of drinks? Yeah, cool. But then it's like, you know, once you've had a few and then you're like, oh, we're closing, or it's been like, oh, no, I've got the taxi here now. And you're like, but I just ordered another drink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do I do, right? Yeah. I paid $28 for this cocktail.
And then you're like, scull a cocktail.
Yeah, right? No one wants to do that.
No.
So you know how you can ask for, you know, doggy bag or takeaway situation and they can give you those polystyrene boxes normally to keep food hot and stuff, right? Mm. What you do is you get the cocktail.
Yeah.
And when the staff aren't looking, I'll suggest, you put it into that polystyrene container, or maybe, you know, you've got a round of cocktails or a few, it can hold quite a few.
Yeah.
And then you close the lid, poke a straw into the side. And that's a little hack, if you ask me. And then you just walk it on outside.
You got to keep it really level, though, because...
You got to keep it level.
It can't be sort of watertight.
No. But better than wasting $28 or that times five with a group of the gals. Mm. Oh, call the taxi. Oh, well, we got another drink. Oh.
Everybody gotta take it.
Everyone, chuck all your drinks in here. It's like King's Cup.
King's Cup, yeah.
Right? You put a straw in the side because they've got little air holes too in those polystyrene things.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's rocking the polystyrene anymore.
Well, they've kind of got that.
It's like cardboard. It'll just soak through.
Well, sometimes it's cardboard, but sometimes not.
Okay.
So is that a hack or is it doing a thing?
I think.
Actually, if you did the cardboard, you could probably get away with it pretty quickly if you just went outside.
And just like fold the cardboard into, like, you know, you do with a slice of pizza, like fold it into like a funnel shape and then just pour it down your gullet.
Yeah. No. What do you reckon?
I think that's not doing a thing. I don't think anyone's doing that. If I'm being really real with you.
Do you understand what you just said?
That's not doing a thing. So that means it's a hack?
Yeah.
Can it be? Is there a third option? I want it to be the third option.
Okay, so the third option is this is ridiculous and no human would do it.
Agreed. That's
okay.
That's,
we can add that.
That's where I'm going. All right. So five slippery nipples to go, please.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Waited for you to stop talking, so I could say that.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I'm going to ask your opinion on something.
Oh, I love getting my opinion asked from, for. Sorry.
You got to be so careful, mate. You got to be so careful.
Do I? Did I? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'm sorry. I'm careful in life. My whole life is careful.
Yeah. Okay. So... This kind of moves in that territory as well. You got to be so careful. So I was at the shops and...
At the shops?
Shops.
You got to be so careful.
Yeah, you got to be so careful, mate.
So careful.
And I
walked past a family. So it was a couple and a kid in a pram.
Mm-hmm.
The mum was pushing the pram.
Yeah.
The partner was walking next to, right?
Mate, so you're making so many assumptions there.
I know,
there,
right?
And you're going to get cancer.
I know,
so
right?
Just,
yeah. Nuclear family filter. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what it seemed like. Anyway, so they're rolling around the shops and I saw them first from behind and then I crossed paths with them again a little bit later in my time at the shops,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And so as I saw them from behind, I noticed that she had writing on her T-shirt.
Okay.
Right? And it said two words to the effect of the sky above and all below.
Okay.
And everything below it, which is me misremembering the title of an album of one of my favourite bands.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Architects, right? And so they always play this grab.
Oh, yes.
This is my reverse parallel parking music.
Is he right? Saying anything?
He said just then, is there nothing but the cold at the centre of the black hole?
Okay, good.
Right?
Good
okay,
to know.
Cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's you know, that's what I listen to.
I like it.
As Sarah Purdy from Reception said, does it have the Cookie Monster singing? Then Tom's into it.
So, okay. It's true.
That is sort of selling me a bit short, but that's okay. I never thought of it like that. So anyway, so I saw that and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's an Architects T-shirt she's wearing because that's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
If it is. And they played just before Christmas in Melbourne. So okay. I was like, there's, you know,
might make some dots, new merch. Right? Yeah.
There's a chance that that's the case. Anyway, had that thought and then just went on with my shopping.
Mm.
Coming back around past them, I ran past them again, but I was facing the front of them and on the front of her tee it said Architects. And I was like,
cool.
Ah! It is an Architects T-shirt.
It is that album that I remembered wrong.
Yes,
yes.
Right. And then I was like, that's a cool T-shirt. And this is where I had a decision to make, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because then if I see something like a cool T-shirt, like if it's you and you walk in with a cool pyjama top on, like as always, like cool pyjamas, mate, you know? Like I will.
Fancy.
Credit where credit's due. Yeah. I like to say, oh, mate, cool T-shirt, cool pants, yeah. whatever, right? But because they were rolling around as a couple, I thought to look at them and go, hey, that's a cool T-shirt and
yeah,
keep rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I doubted myself and then I didn't. And I guess there's no cost to me not saying anything.
Yeah, but also connecting on a human level, connection's everything, right?
Yeah.
So for you to have said sick T-shirt.
Yeah, right? And to know that there are sort of other people that are into the same thing as you, moving around you, and also I love it when people say to me, sick T-shirt.
Because it's happened to me.
Yeah, exactly, right? In public?
In public.
Yeah, cool, okay. Was Jimmy there?
No. Yeah. I've been alone both times.
Yeah.
But to be fair,
right.
Walking through Kmart,
yeah.
and I had my Metallica T-shirt on from the latest tour, and someone said, how sick was that this weekend? It was just the weekend
yeah,
after,
okay.
right?
So it's yeah,
and then over Christmas, I was in Aldi and one of the guys there was like, oh, how good was it? And I was like, the specials of the day. And then he's like, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm wearing my Metallica T-shirt. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we're like, how cool, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I feel like if you just went sick T-shirt, I think that's fine unless you were like, God, that T-shirt is real, wow,
get,
really?
Like, growling while I'm doing it. Yeah, that,
mate,
of course.
You fill that T-shirt out and what a T-shirt it is. You know, there's different ways to go about it.
Right. So, and if it had been just her, I would have just been like sick tea as I walked past. Just a drive-by. I don't want to stop and chat.
Yeah,
I don't need your life story. Yeah. I just want you to know that I see you and I see your T-shirt and I reckon it's sick.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
I didn't because I know how fragile masculinity is.
Yeah.
Right?
And how jacked you are.
It's like paper mache. No, that's not,
and
again.
And you don't want to make any guy
don't make
uncomfortable.
It that. Don't make it that, because that's not what it is. That's not what it is at all.
Because they can, like, smell the protein coming off me.
I was like, and no, I just didn't want, you know, like, so, and, like, that sucks. Afterwards, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks.
I think you're thinking about it too much.
You do?
Yes. I mean, men, you're weird, and I don't get it. But I think if you had said sick T-shirt, very likely that he is also into that band.
Yeah.
And would have been like, yeah, there's someone that knows this band that we know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then punch me in the face.
Well, maybe.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
outside undies inside. A former Brisbane Broncos player by the name of David Mead has had to chase a couple of burglars out of his house overnight on Tuesday night, about 1:40 in the morning. And so as they've gone flying out the door and out the front yard and over the fence, he's come after them, as you do. But he's just in his jocks.
Yeah.
And he's launched into the street and they've made it to the getaway cars and off they've gone. And then he's found himself sort of standing a couple of houses down, just in his jocks.
His inside undies outside the house.
Yeah, inside undies outside. You claim to have never, ever worn undies outside the house.
No, I didn't say that.
Which is weird.
I didn't say that. When I say it like that, I've never been locked out of the house.
Yeah.
With just my bra and undies on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been stuck anywhere.
You've never run out to turn the sprinkler off, maybe rescue some sort of wildlife.
Sounds like me, but not that I can like remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you, Nunny from Nor Lane? Have you been caught with your inside undies outside?
No, you should be worried when I'm caught with clothes on.
Right. Okay. Right. So we're putting out a warning for you. What are your looks and eye colour, height, all of that.
Don't need that much information. Okay. But what's your setup? What undies are you rocking?
I'm rocking the Step One. Step One, get some.
I've heard good things. Someone else was telling me that they'd flipped all of their undies over to, and sorry, this is not a paid presentation, but they recommended them. No chafe, hey?
Yeah, they're really good. In fact, Loggy, if you don't wear underpants, I'd suggest maybe trying to get some Step Ones.
Okay, I do wear undies.
You said you've never left the house in underwear.
I didn't say that. But thank you, Nunny. If I need something to hold in everything that I've got, I will look up those undies. Thank you.
Nunny,
Step One, get some.
Yeah. You are plugging this brand, aren't you?
You're getting money or like
a code that we can see, a discount code, and some of that gets to you. No.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the furthest you've been from your house in your jocks, Nunny?
Well, a couple blocks.
Yeah, a couple of blocks, right. Walking the dog.
Why?
Step one, get some. Well, I mean, have you not been listening?
Because, okay, there was a big bang one night, and I took the dog out, and I just opened up the door and let the dog go out And then she saw somebody. She was going up to them. Yep. They'd gone. And, she didn't come back. So I had to go get the dog.
Yeah, chase the dog through the streets of Nor Lane. That's very brave of you, I must say, but particularly to do it in your jocks. Well done, mate.
Well done. What about Tony? Tony from Corio, morning.
You're live on the air, mate. Have you been, have you had your inside undies outside?
Well, from time to time, but, being ex-Navy and all, we did nudie runs in every continent that we got to.
Right. That was a
God, it sounds like a fabulous time being in the Navy. I've heard songs about it.
Yeah.
It just seems like just lads being lads, you know what I mean?
Just cannons akimbo, hey?
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.